Hey everyone, it's Enrique Ruiz here with Leadership Matters, new episode here. Today's thought is literally a thought just to put out there for you all who listen out there. Thank you all for listening, by the way. You know, today's thought is about the voices inside us. And, you know, there's a lot of things, people talking about these things out there right now. Brené Brown, you know, Simon Sinek, all these greats out there. And, you know, it really hits home when you're kind of in the middle of this. The other day, I was upset at myself because of something that I kind of fudged up at work. It wasn't, in hindsight, it wasn't this, you know, it wasn't detrimental. It wasn't like this crazy thing. But I literally felt mad, like really mad inside of myself, in my core, at myself, for not feeling like I was good or good enough for my job. And, you know, it kind of swirled in my head, and the lies started to kind of pour into my head and, you know, swirl around of like, man, like, you're really not good at this. Man, somebody else should do this job. Somebody else would do this job better than you, guaranteed. And, you know, I thought to myself and went home, and I, you know, kind of shared with my wife, and she really encouraged me a little bit to kind of rethink my mindset, you know, and it helped. And then as I was thinking a little bit later on about what was going on with me, like, why was I so, like, beating myself up? And the thought came, like, I have felt this before. And the more I thought about it, the memories that came back in my mind was, in high school, I literally remember sitting on the sideline on a Friday night game, right? Which is when everybody wants to play because Friday night lights, it's kind of like the cool, you know, cool sweet spot to be in. And I remember being on the sideline during the first kickoff, shoulder pads, helmet on. I was sweating from the warm up, and I felt that same anger, that same frustration, that same self-doubt in my mind of, man, you're never going to start. Man, these guys deserve to be out there starting over you. And in my mind, I knew I literally measured the sprints that I ran more than my counterparts. If they ran 10 sprints, I ran 12. If we had to hit the weights and we had to do sets of you know, 6 or 8, I did 10. Now, I wasn't the strongest, but I did more, right? So in my mind, in my young child kind of like mind, I thought, man, I've done more. I've worked harder. I know I work harder. I know what these guys do on the weekends. I know what they, you know, how they slack, you know, and I'm sitting here on the sideline. So I kind of reminisced about that mindset of, man, like, this is what I felt back in the day. And I had to think, how did I come out of that? And for me, I had to remind myself, man, like, the reason you are where you are today is because of everything you've done up to today. And so the encouragement today for everyone out there listening, all five of y'all, is know that everything that you have done up till this point has gotten you to this point, and you will be asked to do more, right? You will be looked at for more. You will be asked to give more of yourself because of what you've done so far. And in hindsight, in retrospect, as I, you know, last week I was, you know, like I said, I was beating myself up. I found myself coming out of it and believing that the things that I have done have gotten me to this point. And one of my good buddies from back in the day, he always had this quote. His name is Hector. He always had this quote: the choices you make today shape your world tomorrow. And I still believe that. And I always think about that. Shout out Hector. That the things that I have done in the past have molded me and shaped me into the man I am today. So that's the encouragement to all y'all who might be out there feeling similar emotions, feeling like, man, what a what a bummer that I'm sucking at this or not good at that. Know that it's not for nothing. Know that you are building, you are growing, you are developing, and that the day will come when you'll be like, oh man, like I'm doing cool things. Like I'm good at this. I deserve to be here. Like there's a method to the progress. So that's the encouragement for y'all. Get the mindset right, positive talk, and you're gonna be all right. So if you like this podcast, share it with a friend who might need it. Share it with colleagues, coworkers, families out there who might benefit from it. Catch it on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can find podcasts. Thank you all for listening, and remember, leadership matters.